Imagine being yanked from your boring middle school life and thrust into a world of espionage, only to discover you're actually being used as bait. This is exactly what happens to Benjamin Ripley, a math-loving seventh grader whose life changes forever when Alexander Hale, suave CIA operative with a small scar on his chin, appears in his living room offering immediate admission to the CIA's Academy of Espionage. Ben can hardly believe his luck. Despite his obvious lack of physical prowess or combat skills, he's being recruited to train as a spy. His parents, impressed by the cover story of a prestigious Science Academy scholarship, offer little resistance. As Alexander drives Ben to campus in a luxury sedan with mysterious dashboard buttons, the teenager bubbles with anticipation about his new life. Reality, however, proves immediately disappointing. The CIA Academy resembles a dowdy old prep school with ugly Gothic buildings designed to be forgettable. And Ben's introduction? Being shot at during a simulated attack and subsequently pinned to the ground by a striking dark-haired girl named Erica Hale. This humiliating initiation sets the tone for Ben's early days at spy school. Nothing is as it seems, and he's woefully unprepared for what lies ahead. 3 weeks into spy school, Ben faces an assassin demanding information about Pinwheel, something he knows nothing about. Using quick thinking and his tennis racket, Ben escapes. The truth emerges. Ben was brought to the school as bait in Operation Creeping Badger to expose a mole. His file was falsified to present him as a crypto genius who invented Pinwheel. Principal Barnabas Sidebottom, a repeatedly captured former field agent, had bungled the operation. This wasn't the first breach. Student Joshua Halal had been killed earlier, though the school claimed it was an allergic reaction. Despite the danger, Erica Hale, granddaughter of legendary Nathan Hale and the Academy's star student, proposes they work together to uncover the mole. Ben agrees, partly to spend time with the intimidating but fascinating Erica, and partly to prove he belongs at spy school. With someone already trying to kill him, what choice does he have? As Ben navigates spy school, he forms crucial relationships. Murray Hill, a second-year student, becomes his first ally after rescuing Ben from bully Chip Schachter with a palm-sized Van de Graaff generator. Murray explains that spy school combines the worst aspects of regular school with life-threatening dangers. During a paintball simulation, Ben meets Zoe, who saves him with a perfect shot when he's sliding toward jagged rocks. She nicknames him Smokescreen, believing his incompetence is an act. Ben plays along rather than revealing his limited abilities. Zoe and Warren, Chameleon, team up with Ben, providing needed support. Ben also forms an alliance with Alexander Hale to find the mole. Alexander seems impressed when Ben suggests Chip and his enforcer Greg as suspects, yet doesn't share information about his own investigation, suggesting a separate agenda. What Ben doesn't realize is that one of these supposed allies will become his greatest enemy. In a world where deception is fundamental, who can he really trust? With Erica's guidance, Ben hunts for the mole. During a war game, he spots Chip and Hauser sneaking to a stone shed. His investigation uncovers a hidden pneumatic lift leading to tunnels containing what appears to be a bomb called Scorpio. After confronting Chip and Hauser, Ben ends up in the principal's office. Erica, who slipped a transmitter in his ear, instructs him to provoke the principal. Following her lead, Ben earns total probation while gathering intelligence. They later break into the principal's office to access the CIA mainframe. The door code is embarrassingly simple: 123456678. The mainframe requires 16-bit encryption that changes daily, explaining why Erica orchestrated Ben's confrontation to observe the principal's login. When Ben struggles to recall details, Erica promises him a hug, instantly jogging his memory. The principal had opened his dictionary for the access code. Erica sends an email claiming Ben developed Jackhammer, an ultimate codebreaker. Though Ben hates being bigger bait, Erica explains they're better forcing the enemy's hand than waiting for ambush. The jackhammer ruse brings 52 CIA agents to campus to protect Ben. Alexander places him in a most secure underground bunker. Later, during a perimeter breach, Ben's friend Mike appears as a diversion while the bunker is breached. Three hooded figures emerge, agents are sedated, and Ben is captured. Ben awakens bound in a moving van until Erica crashes onto the roof. Having tracked and defeated his captors, she evades gunfire with tactical driving before stopping to help Ben purge the tranquilizer. After interrogation, Alexander helps Ben escape through tunnels, claiming Erica needs him. Ben discovers she slipped a radio in his ear to have him tail Tina, the suspected mole. While following her, Ben meets Mike, who shows him a text from Ben that lured him to campus, sent when Ben's phone wasn't in his possession. Realizing Tina is just a distraction, Ben races back, only to hear Erica being knocked unconscious over their communication link. Ben races through secret tunnels beneath the Nathan Hale building where CIA leaders are meeting, a perfect bombing target. In the furnace room, he finds Erica unconscious and Murray rigging a C4 bomb. The truth emerges. Murray works for Spider, causing chaos and mayhem for a price. He orchestrated everything, the fake text, kidnapping, and plot to eliminate CIA leadership. Murray offers Ben a double agent position, claiming the CIA merely used him as bait. Ben feigns interest to lower Murray's guard. When Ben attacks, Murray activates the bomb's 5-minute timer and locks them inside. Ben notices Murray used his unreliable clock as the timer and smacks it, freezing the countdown at 7 seconds. After Erica revives, she defuses the bomb and blasts the door open. During their confrontation with the escaping Murray, Ben gets wounded but cleverly targets ice on the roof, causing an avalanche that knocks the traitor unconscious. When classmates arrive, Zoe notices Ben's battle scar, while Warren assumes Ben killed Murray. Erica inspects Ben's wound and surprisingly approves with a shoulder pat, the first time Ben truly feels he belongs at the academy. Alexander quickly claims credit for neutralizing Murray, prompting Erica to welcome Ben to the wonderful world of espionage. Ben's final lesson? Glory goes to those who tell the best story, not those who do the work. Through his experiences, Ben discovers crucial truths. Espionage isn't glamorous. Success stems from unexpected skills rather than physical prowess, and identifying trustworthy people is essential. He learns Alexander's only talent is self-promotion, while Erica values genuine competence despite her coldness. Most importantly, Ben finds his place, where he once felt like an imposter. With real friends, a complex relationship with Erica, and peer respect, Ben has stepped into a larger world, proving extraordinary heroes can emerge from ordinary beginnings.